All right, really happy now to be back with the Linfield High School football coach, Pat LaMusta. And coach, a couple of bumps on the road here, but otherwise a spectacular season for Linfield High School football.
Yes, it was lots of fun. and I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, but we had fun. We had to make a lot of adjustments in terms of how we coached and all sorts of flexibility around the protocols. And, you know, some days you'd have plenty of kids at practice. Other days you'd be decimated.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had to roll. You had to really roll with it each day and coach the kids you had in front of you. And, you know, with that said, we still had a lot of fun, and we had the pleasure of having a great core of seniors that really led the way to a five-win season.
So. You know, Coach, you're the first coach who said outright that we had a lot of fun. And that's so great to hear because, you know, you guys are so intense as head coaches, and you're so competitive, but you also, as educators, recognize the need for these kids to experience something positive in this incredible year of that's going to go down in history. So thank you for that, man, to say that you had fun and your guys had fun. And I want to start with we got to look back at this last game here, Coach. You know, you ended up on the short end of a game with North Reading, but North Reading has been improving all season. And I was able to read a little bit about the account, and you mentioned something about special teams. Give me a little bit about that game last weekend.
Yeah, it was a battle for field position. You know, both offenses were struggling to really get anything going. And we had a punt that got caught in the wind like I've never seen before.
Uh-oh.
And go backwards.
Uh-oh.
And just like that, they were on like the 15-yard line going in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I believe that was their go-ahead score to get them to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just hard. It was hard to really get anything going on the offensive end. Any of our deep pass game was only really in play when we had the wind in our favor. So, you know, a lot of people like to say, oh, you can't blame things on the weather. And I really do agree with that. But, God, I mean, it was vicious.
Yeah, I know.
It was vicious out there.
No, when you're in that kind of wind conditions, and especially high school quarterbacks, you got to throw, if at all, you got to throw a tight spiral and you got to keep it low. And that's very difficult, especially if you have a spread offense. And Austin, I mean, he's a great passer.
Yeah, Austin had a great year for his first time jumping into the position. You know, he was behind Clayton last year, and he jumped right in and came out blazing. And each defense we went up against, you know, they'd seen the tape, and it got a little bit harder, and they blitzed us a little bit differently, or they did all sorts of different coverages, and Austin helped us find ways to win, you know. And even if it meant using his feet. So I give a lot of credit to Austin for stepping into that role. And you know what? If the pass game wasn't there, there were a lot of big plays that he made with his feet as well.
Mention again, please, Pat, some of your receivers, because you had a pretty potent offense.
Yeah, very fortunate. We had a very athletic group of receivers. Jack Ford, been playing since his sophomore year, broke school records, just an awesome player,
mm-hmm.
an awesome competitor. Blake Peters on the other side, just one of your best route runners that I've coached in a while. Bakari is just so versatile. Bakari Mitchell in the slot. And, you know, he's like your jet sweep guy. He can run across the middle and catch passes across the middle. And then James Considine stepping up in the other slot along with Sam Gazit, a sophomore who got some time in at the other receiver position. And then DJ Cappuccetti out of the backfield. You can't forget DJ. DJ does it all.
Coach, I love it when you talk like that, man. That's cool. You got to, when you're in a close game like that with North Reading, that's so tough. Your line's got to be doing something right. And I have to ask coaches all the time. Talk to me about some of the guys up front that you're very proud of.
So you know, he's not the biggest kid, but Nicholas Murata was our key leader on the offensive line. We lost Mike O'Brien in the Amesbury scrimmage, mm-hmm. season-ending injury. And Nico went from guard to center and led the way and had to battle some of his own hamstring issues, and he played every game. And then towards the end of the season, he played defense as well. So Nico Murata, senior, O-line, stack backer as well. Just a tremendous leader on the offensive line. I don't know what we would have done without him. And then the Ballion twins, Evan Ballion and Trent Ballion. Evan just, you know, Trent Ballion's a captain. He was Mr. Reliable. But Evan really stepped up this mm-hmm. year, too. And Evan's one of the bigger guys on our line. And he did an awesome job, too. And then the other side, we had two juniors, Nick Marcinowski and Makai Peters, who I'm looking forward to see what they do. This coming fall.
Yeah, you guys are coming on again. It's good to hear with those guys. And I want to ask you about the league in general, because, you know, North Reading got off to kind of a slow start. They're a power at the end. You know, you lost a tough one to Ipswich, who just rolled over everybody this year. But you guys won the Kinney, so a great year for you.
Yeah, you know, I actually told DJ Capuchin, I go, can you remind me to laugh and have fun? Because you get so locked in our role as head coach, you want to make sure the COVID precautions, you want to make sure you're following a schedule, you're not practicing too little, too late, your eyes are glued to the clock, and it's like, I go, DJ, make sure I laugh a few times this practice.
Isn't it great to have a kid like that that you can connect with? I mean, that's cool.
Well, DJ Capuchetti is a player coach.
Uh-huh.
I got pulled off the field for 15 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And he started the stretch. My other coaches were coming from other schools, so they
yep.
arrived a little bit later.
Yep.
DJ started the practice and ran the special team segment.
Okay.
And I was like, geez, DJ,
Well,
after
he gets out of college, I'm sure he's coming back to Linfield to teach and coach. He'll be one of your assistants until you hang him up.
That'd be awesome.
That's cool. Coach, I want to ask you, how many seniors do you have on this team?
we had 13 awesome seniors
mm-hmm.
that are moving on to the one step closer to the real world.
Yeah. Yeah, That's cool. All right, so what's next now, Coach? A great year for you guys, and I must say, very exciting to watch you, especially with the statistics that were being rolled up in the passing game. But you've got, what do they call it, a banquet or whatever. You got to have some kind of a celebration for all these kids.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to work that out right now. I don't know if we're going to be allowed to necessarily have an indoor banquet, but we're going to try to do something, even if it's in smaller groups, if we do it by grade.
Yeah, yeah.
Something for the seniors, something for the juniors. But we're definitely going to be giving out awards like we always do, game balls, awards, making sure our all-league players get recognized. So that's all in the works. Just going to find a way to make it work in the midst of spring sports.
Right. Outstanding. Well, Pat, I'm going to see you probably in 12 or 13 or 14 weeks, something like that, at the field. I'll come visit when you guys get ready for the next competition, because it'll be the next football season in a few months.
Yeah, it's going to fly. It's going to fly by. Oh, my God.
I know. Hey, Coach, congratulations for all that you've done, not only for the seniors, but for the whole program. A great year. Great watching you guys from afar. I can't wait to get up close and personal. But congratulations. Be safe, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Pat LaMusta, who is the high school football coach at Linfield High School with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.